Brett Mack, it's time for a brand new segment. Mm-hmm. Drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm. Is a drum roll worthy?
Nah. I don't think it will be. I step into this new segment called Hard-Hitting Headlines with trepidation, my friend.
Right.
Because I'm not sure it's actually going to work, but we'll see how
give it
we
a go.
Go.
Okay. We'll just edit it out if it doesn't work.
Do you know when I came up with this idea?
I don't know, 3 o'clock one morning?
At about 5:45 this morning. First hard-hitting headline of the day, and I might add that these headlines have all come from today's edition of news.com.au.
Okay, so these are real published headlines.
These are real published headlines, yep. And you can click on them and you'll go to a story that I feel really isn't worth being newsworthy. But anyway, so the first hard-hitting headline of the day, controversy over new voice winner. That's nothing new, Brett Mack. Because the last time The Voice was on air, there was controversy at the end as well because Guy Sebastian, to judge on The Voice, and his brother won the darn thing last time. So The Voice is no stranger to controversy, not a hard-hitting headline at all, really.
Do you think they set out to create the controversy?
Do you think?
Of course they do.
Star in hot water over French Open dress. Now, I clicked on this expecting to see a short tennis skirt.
Yes, I thought that.
I was spot on. Mm-hmm. Very short. Mm-hmm. Very, very short indeed. But that's not why she's in hot water. No, the logo she had on her dress was too big. The umpire queried it before the start of the game.
Fair enough.
That's a hard-hitting
clamp down on big logos.
Hard-hitting headline right there. Mm. I feel, Brett Mack, that this is working so far.
So far, it could go pear-shaped with the next one, though, couldn't it?
Hard-hitting headline number 3. Horror find under bride's wedding dress. Where do we go with this one, Brett Mack?
I think you should go to the next one, actually. Straight away.
What, she had no knickers on? Someone forgot the something blue? It wasn't the garter belts? What? What do you find under a bride's dress?
Well, what was the story about?
She hurt her knee while dancing, and there was a lot of blood.
Right.
And a bandage. Okay. That's what's horrifying under bride's wedding dress. Yeah. Really? No, it's not a hard-hitting headline. Can do better than that. Pillowcase that stops wrinkles on sale. That's the hard-hitting headline of the day right there.
Is that actually a news story?
It's a news story. Is it? And look, had I have known about these pillowcases some 30 years ago, my face would not have a wrinkle on it. But sadly, that's not what it's about.
It's going to take the pillowcase factory to fix your scone, PT.
Okay, two to go. MAFS couple embroiled in kissing scandal. Oh, hang on, that's what they do on MAFS. It's nothing but tongue. There's tongues everywhere. It's what happens on MAFS.
Righto, bring us home. Last one.
Shocked. Couples X-rated sex act on cliff. Two boulders fell over and into the ocean. No, I just made that up.
What did Cliff think about that?
He's still walking. He didn't even notice what was going on just below the footpath. Oh, dear. Hard-hitting headlines from you. Is it a yay or an A?
I'd give it another go, PT.
We're on.
Less the drum roll, though, okay?